This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 225 for Friday, January 14th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market remained pointed lower Friday morning as speculators continued to liquidate their large long positions and book profits. Canola down 10 cents to over $8, March down 8.10 at $976.70 per ton. Weakness in the Chicago soy complex put additional spillover pressure on the Canadian oilseed. However, European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures were higher overnight, providing some support. Tight Canadian canola supplies also remain a supportive influence, although demand has already been rationed considerably. That's leaving the market open to the correction that's weighed on prices all week. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all lower. U.S. markets will be closed Monday for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and positioning ahead of the long weekend was behind some of today's activity in all three commodities. The canola market will trade its usual hours on Monday. Follow-through selling after yesterday's declines did pressure soybeans to start the day. The March contract down 9 cents at $13.68 per bushel. Shifting South American weather forecasts are now calling for more moderate temperatures in Argentina and some much-needed rain in dry areas of both Argentina and Brazil. However, the damage from heat and dryness may already have been done in many areas, as analysts have been lowering their yield projections. Corn, it is posting small losses, also seeing some follow-through selling after yesterday's declines, after an overnight attempt at correcting higher ran out of steam. The March contract down a penny at $5.86 per bushel. The USDA did announce private export sales this morning of 100,000 tons of corn to Mexico, providing some support. Wheat, it is lower across the board, with Minneapolis spring wheat down 11 cents in the March contract at $8.84 per bushel, Kansas City down 14 cents in March at $7.45 per bushel, and Chicago soft wheat lagging a bit to the downside, only 8 cents lower in March at $7.38 per bushel. In a report out yesterday, the International Grain Council upped their estimate for world wheat production this year by 4 million tons, now at 781 million. As increases in the southern hemisphere make up for poorer crops in the north. However, dryness concerns in the U.S. winter wheat growing regions did remain supportive, with over two-thirds of the crop said to be in a drought situation. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, January 14th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.